How did that make you feel?
Well, as a veteran pilot, served in the United States Marine Corps from 1972 to 1976. Uh-huh. May 5th, 1976, a year after Vietnam ended.
That's Nathan Phillips, the so-called Vietnam Combat Force Recon veteran, who's at the center of this controversy involving the Covington kids. I mean, we know he's a liar because he lied about the kids coming to him, surrounding right. him, aggressively approaching him, when the video tells the true story, which is he went up to them. He pounded his drum right in their face. The kids didn't do anything wrong at all. The adults misbehaved. And now we're learning more and more about this character's Vietnam era service as a Marine, where he served 4 years and didn't advance in rank, not one step.
So that audio clip that we just played, it's hard to – he speaks very softly, so it's hard to understand exactly what he's saying. But I can tell you, I listened to it many times. That was a 2015 interview, video interview, conducted of Nathan Phillips by MLive in Michigan at a time when he was claiming that he'd been heckled by Eastern Michigan University students. What he said was, quote, "As a Vietnam veteran times, I served in the United States Marines from 1972 until 1976. That's the year after Vietnam ended," quote. Now, Steve, what would somebody who actually served in Vietnam think about someone who said something like that?
And again, keep in mind that most of the media types today, particularly the millennials, the Vietnam War is as far distant in the past to them as World War II, World War I, or the Civil War. So there isn't some understanding of any nuance by millennial age reporters that are covering this stuff, which is why I think it's important to get folks who are in that age and era that may have served in Vietnam, that were around during that time. One of the most popular shows on TV right now, This Is Us, is dealing with a storyline of the key central character having served in Vietnam. His brother served in Vietnam, came back, had some mental issues as a result. So it is in the culture, but it is not in the understanding
exactly.
of those that have been covering this story. 615-737-9522, 615-737-9522. If you're a Marine, why aren't we seeing Marines step up and say, oh, yeah, I went to boot camp with this guy. I served with this guy. Why aren't we seeing anybody in the media actually dig deeper into who this guy is and how his story is as false as his claim that the kids approached him? 615-737-9522. Let's go next to Ben. Ben, you're on the Tennessee Star Report. Good morning.
Good morning. I really appreciate your guys' show. It couldn't be a better fresh air than it could be.
Thank you.
Okay, the difference between a combat veteran, which I am not, I'm a Vietnam-era veteran.
Okay.
I've served during the period of Vietnam and can join the American Legion, but not the VFW. The combat veterans can join both VFW and American Legion.
And Ben, let me make sure that I make this crystal absolutely clear. We are not intending to diminish or demean the service of anybody who served, whether it was in the Vietnam era or post-Vietnam era, whether somebody went into combat. If you were in the uniform and were in that role, you know, you're entitled to complete respect for your service. You don't have to go into combat to have been put yourself willing to do what you were ordered to do. So while we're trying to draw the distinction here between what this Phillips character has portrayed, it is the basis of he has misportrayed his service, not to diminish any the service of anybody who served during the Vietnam era, whether they went or didn't. This guy is simply falsely portraying himself and allowing himself to be portrayed as something he's not. It's the lie that bothers me.
Well, that brother, all veterans, regardless if we served overseas or not, because two-thirds of the military at that time did not serve in combat. A lot of people don't realize that. That's an approximate number, whereas one-third actually did. And some of them chose to serve more than one tour of duty in Vietnam, like my father-in-law. He served 3 years in Vietnam.
And somehow Al Gore, this has always stuck in my craw, Ben, Al Gore goes over and serves a six-month tour when everybody was serving one-year tours. My dad served a year tour, 68 to 69. Al Gore goes, you know, in Yeah, the only time he held a rifle apparently was to get a photo with it while it was apparently pointed at his head since he didn't know anything about weapons. Al Gore serves in like a PR function and only served 6 months.
Well, I can speak for myself. I can't speak for other veterans. I don't consider that being a combat veteran.
Yeah. Hey, Ben, tell us a little bit about your time in the military. When did you enter? What branch? When did you leave? And where were you?
I was drafted out of the University of Tennessee in 1969.
And so that was like at the, you know, part of the peak. I know that 67, 68, 69, that was where everybody was watching breathlessly of what their number was going to be during the draft. My year, I came out of high school in 75. Mine was the last year they drew numbers, but they weren't doing the draft any longer.
Well, when they drew the numbers, I was sitting in basic watching TV as they drew the number.
Wow. So you served in the Army from 69 till when?
1971, because it was 2.5 years, because I was what they call ripped it out, which means you're released for not for the good of service. And they did that to a whole lot of people because they were downsizing.
Yeah, that's a great point. People forget that, you know, 71, 72, they were pushing people out. Because, you know, you weren't needing the big number of bodies that you had during the height of the Vietnam War. So you know, folks that came, I mean, that's kind of where I was coming out of high school in 75. There weren't a lot of folks going into the military at that point because they were still downsizing.
So right. Plus, also, even though I did not serve as a Hawk missile mechanic and Hawk missile mechanic trainer, it's they have what they call for good of service, and they can everybody basic MOS is 11 Bravo, which is infantry and Army.
So you were here domestically stateside the entire time, is that right?
Correct.
So let me just so you're listening to, and I'll say again what this 64-year-old Native American activist agitator Nathan Phillips actually said describing his service. Let me read this over to you again and see how you, as a... Well, do you describe yourself as a Vietnam-era veteran? Is that how you describe yourself?
So, yes, that's the way non-combat veterans
got it.
Are described by the Department of the Army.
So this is apparently what his status was. And let me read the exact quote, and then I want to see your reaction to this, Ben. He said, quote, "As a Vietnam veteran times, I served in the United States Marines from 1972 until 1976. That's the year after Vietnam ended," end quote.
Well, there's several things wrong with that. It ended a little bit before that because we were already downsizing in 71.
Yeah.
And We don't.
And the last U.S. troops were there. They were pulled out in 73, and the last combat troops, you know, were pretty much pulled out in 72. So yeah, he served most of his career, if you call it that. I mean, the guy went in as a private, came out as a private. As we've pointed out, you got to try awfully hard to do that.
Well, you're automatically promoted from E1 to E2 once you graduate from basic.
Interesting. So what else was wrong with his statement, in your view, Ben?
Because he did not say a Vietnam veteran era. You don't say a Vietnam era times because that would mislead people thinking that you are a combat veteran.
Which was his intent. I mean, he also told other reporters, you know, that when he came home, when he came home from what, Omaha? When he came home, he was called a baby killer and was spat upon. He's repeating what actually happened to folks who had to fly back in through San Francisco and California from Vietnam, where they were treated with disrespect. Ben, God bless you, and thank you so much for your service. We appreciate your service and appreciate your sharing your insights with us today.
Thank you for your wonderful show.
And being a veteran of the University of Tennessee puts you even higher on my list as well.
Absolutely.
Ben, thanks for your call. Let's go to Wayne next. Wayne, you're on the Tennessee Star Report, 615-737-9522. Wayne, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning, Wayne.
Let's change the narrative in this discussion about Native Americans, because they are not Native. You know, if I tell you that's a Native species or a plant, to this continent, what does that mean? That it was always there, right?
Right.
Let's start referring to them as the original immigrants.
Because 20,000 years ago, they weren't here, right?
Exactly right. At some point, they crossed the Bering Strait and came to North America. So they're not native, as the word is defined. That's driving me crazy, referring to Indians as Native Americans.
They're like kudzu. Somebody brought them here, right?
Yes. Let's change the culture and the narrative and start referring to them as the original immigrants, because that, as a matter of fact, is exactly what they are.
I don't like calling them indigenous people either, because indigenous is just too doggone hard to spell.
No, that just aggravates me with what the University of Notre Dame's done, also with the Christopher Columbus mural. It's just absolutely, the political correctness has absolutely run off the tracks now.
That is absolutely right. Wayne, thanks for your call. 615-737-9522. A lot of Marines, I know, listen to us because I hear from them. This guy is a, quote, Marine who served 4 years, apparently according to Red State and others reporting that he went in as a private, came out as a private. Some are telling us that's, you got to try to get that status if you're a Marine. Again, there are no former Marines. There's only Marines forever. One of my dad's buddies suffered horribly from Alzheimer's. Couldn't remember his family. Couldn't remember anything. Never forgot he was a Marine. So it is ingrained in you if you're a Marine. So why aren't fellow Marines stepping up and telling us anything about this guy? 615-737-9522. We'll be back with more of the Tennessee Star Report in a moment.